This is Pastor Mike Parks welcoming you to Church 180's weekly radio broadcast, Turn Your Life Around. It is our prayer that through the word we are about to share, that you would be encouraged, enlightened, and empowered to get your life on track through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's get right into the message this week. I hope it's a blessing.
Well, so I know we have some new people, some new visitors. So glad for our visitors. Let's welcome them. And I was going to continue Godology today when start 103, which is God's way. But on my way down to Florida, driving down I-65 and, wrestling that big excursion down the highway. And anyway, God began to say, there was something on the radio, and we were listening to the Christian radio, and somebody said something, and I can't even tell you what they said, but it triggered a thought in my mind about a can of green beans. And so I'm going to preach that in just a minute. But before I do, so this all makes sense, especially for the visitors, since the beginning of the year, we've been talking about getting to know God, because Matthew chapter 7, if you want to start there in your Bibles, there was a warning that God put into my heart, into my spirit, somewhere back in October or November, maybe a little sooner than that. I can't remember the exact time, but when I read this verse, it really got my attention. Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse 21, says this. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth, say doeth, the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, last 6 weeks or so, we talked about God's will. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name cast out devils, and in your name done many wondrous works. And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus said this, and what? Doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. So when I read that, this is the warning that came into my spirit was, when people want to get to heaven, they better know me. I better know them. See, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And so we've been on this study of what we've called Godology, because theology, by definition, is the study of religion. And religion has done nothing good for this earth, ever. Wars, many, many wars have been fought over religion. The two planes that flew into our Twin Towers, that was done over religion. The stuff that happened in Nice, France, just this past week, religion. Religion does, I don't want to study religion. I don't want nothing to do with religion. You know, old timers say, give me that old time religion. I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't want nothing to do with religion. I want to have a relationship with God. Because they that know their God, Daniel 11:32, which is the next verse, it's right back there on the wall. They that know their God shall be strong and take action. So see, there are two things that are important to you knowing God. Number one, your eternity depends on it. There is a heaven and there's a hell. Pastor Mike, it's 2016. You really going to preach about hell? Absolutely, because it's real. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. There's only two places that you can go when you leave this life. There's heaven, there's hell. I don't want you to go to hell. I love you enough to tell you the truth. The only way you're going to get there is to know God. And then the second thing that depends on it is your strength. Because they that know their God shall be strong and take action. Notice how many times it said the word do. He who hears my words and doeth them, taking action. The only way you're going to be able to take action in life is to know God. Because life's scary. Life's scary. It pays to know God. He holds us. He stabilizes us. He's there for us. He helps us through these things. I don't know how people make it through these times without God. And so we're doing this study called Godology, and which is a word I made up. It's totally not in the dictionary. And it's the study of God. Because I want to know God. So we started in January with what the Bible says who God is. And we learned about who God is. And then we went also to get to know somebody as you find out what they want, what pleases them, what they desire. So that's known as God's will. We just studied that. And starting next week, one of the ways you can get to know God is by knowing his ways. Well, I was going to do that today, but then God hit me with this can of beans. And so what I want to do this morning is I want to give you a barometer, a way to measure where your relationship is at with God. So you can know where you're at in your walk with God. So that you can measure and see, and depending on where you're at with this barometer, then you're going to know where your relationship is at with God. Pastor Mike, how does a can of beans and an upside down bicycle have anything to do with knowing God? Well, you're going to find out. I have with me Kroger brand cut green beans in a big old can. Now, how many of you would say, with me holding this, would say, I have green beans? Raise your hand if you think I have green beans. No, I don't. Don't taste like green beans. Don't feel like green beans. No, it's a can of green beans. Okay? Now you would say, well, but Pastor Mike, they're in there. Yes, but as long as they stay in the can, I can't get to them. And what's in there can't help me as long as it stays in the can. And so the first level of relationship that I want to talk about this morning is the people who say God can. See, if you're at that relationship with God, oh, God can do anything. God can do this. God can heal me. God can deliver me. God can. God can. God can. And you're right, He can. But until you open that can up and take what's on the inside and get it down on the inside of your heart, see, because how do I know? Now, listen, I do know there are green beans in this can because I can hear them. And what's this? What's the label tells me? See, I can read. See, and we're given this thing here that we can read. And it tells me who God is. And it tells me all the things that God has done. And it tells me all the promises of God. But until I open it and take what's inside of here and get it on the inside of, see, these green beans, I can even open these green beans. But until I take them and get them on the inside of here, they do me no good. You understand what I'm saying this morning? God can, God can, God can. But until you open that up and get it deep down on the inside of you, you're never going to get anything. Pastor Mike, where's the miracles of God that we read about in the Bible? Where's this and where's that? We believe God can. That's your problem. You need to take your relationship to a whole nother level. God can, yes, because God is God. He's all powerful. He's omnipotent. He created the universe. God can do anything, but until you get Him on the inside of you, He's not going to do any good for you. Can of green beans. God can. And see, in some people, you know, I got this. This is the nice family size, and then they have the great big party size. Then they have the small size. See, some people have small cans. Some people have moderate cans. Some people have think God's a great big God and can do anything. But it's so much more than God can. It's so much more than God can. Someone set that up there. Then there's the next group of people. There are those people who know that God can. And they say this. They say, God will. Now, I know this is a W-H-E-E-L and not a W-I-L-L, but I'm from Blue Creek, and they both sound the same, so you're just going to go with it. This is a wheel, right? And this wheel is created to transport things from one place to another. It's created to deliver from point A to point B. But this wheel is just like those people at this level who say, God will heal me. God will do this. God will do that. God will. But see, will is future tense. As if someday my ship will come in. And when you're like this wheel that was created to transport, but in this condition, all the, you know what this does? Let's pretend you're the reflector. That's you. And you start out saying, God will, God will, God will. And you get all pumped up. You get all, God will, God will. And there you are at the mountaintop. God, woo, glory to God. God will. Then you start coming back down. Where's it at, God? Why haven't you done it, God? God will, God will, God will. Oh, where's it at, God? God will, God will, God will. And all you do is go round and round and round. Never doing anything. Spinning your wheels. Because you're at the point where God will. No, it's not what the Bible tells us. Turn your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1. See, God can and God will, they're actually misnomers. And I'm going to show you scripturally why we don't see the miracles. See, there are people in this church right now battling cancer. Where's my healing, God? There are people in this church right now battling other things. Where's my healing, God? Where's my deliverance, God? Where's it at? It's because it's not God can and it's not God will. Let's find out what the Bible says. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through what? Knowledge of God, not knowing about him, but knowing him, and of Jesus our Lord. Now watch this. According as his divine power, now this is King James, hath given us. Hath given is translated into modern English as has given. Is that future tense? It's past tense. God has given. Already given unto us. Say, that's me. Okay, I'm glad Joey did and Greg did, but everybody else, say, that's me. All right? Has given unto us all things, say all. Now, let me ask you this question just to make sure, because I want to make sure we're on the same page. Does all mean all? Does all mean everything? So God has given unto us, say, that's me, all, that's everything. That's everything that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge, knowing him, not about him, of him that hath called, past tense or future, past. So God has given and God has called us to glory and virtue. Now watch this. Whereby are given, past, yes, unto us, say that's me, exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See, it's not God can. If you're at that relationship with God, you need to take your relationship to a whole nother level. Not God can, but God has. See, this is hope. God can is hope. God will someday is hope. Hope don't move God. Faith moves God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, faith is opening up the can and getting the green beans out. The substance of things hoped for. See, now I have this can, and I hope there are green beans in it. The words tell me there are green beans in it. I can hear that it sounds like green beans are in it. And just like God, you come to church, you hear the word of God, you hear things that make you believe, that make you hope that God can, but it won't do anything until you open it up and get it on the inside of you. That's faith. God has given, not God can. That's hope. God has given. It's already done. See, when Jesus said, it is finished, it was finished. When Jesus said, it is finished, God's going to do this great thing for me. God's going to know he's already done it. He's already done it. He's already saved you. He's already delivered you. You say, well, Pastor Mike, but I don't have healing. I don't have deliverance. I still fight my addiction. Glad you say that, because I'm going to give you the answer. Turn to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Hope you're getting something this morning. See, that will, I didn't say this, but while you're turning there, see, that will's hope. Hope that you're going to get delivered from point A to point B. But until you make that thing get to where the rubber meets the road. See, in that shape, that wheel can do nothing. But when you get it in the right position where the rubber meets the road, you can get delivered from point A to point B. You understand? Move to a whole nother level in your faith. Jesus said this, Mark 11, verse 22. I love this. This is Jesus himself teaching, not Paul, not Peter, although there's nothing wrong with those guys teaching, but this is the Son of God. And he says, Jesus answering says to them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. My definition of faith is believing something so much you act on it. For verily I say unto you, so this is having faith. You ready? So this is, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. See, faith is calling those things which be not as though they were. Romans chapter 4. Faith is taking the promises of God, because the Bible says our yes and in him amen. Taking the promises of God and beginning to speak them forth. Not that God will someday give it to you, but saying it in such a way that he's already given it to you. That you have it. And if you believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you will have whatever you say. Let's go on. Therefore, Jesus said, now there's the teaching. Now, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. What's the difference between God can, God will, and God has? Is you receiving what the promises say. You need to receive. Say that with me. Say, I need to receive. What's it mean to receive? It means to get a hold of. You know, a wide receiver in football, what's he do? He runs down the field. Tries to get open, and the quarterback throws him the ball, but it's not a reception. He hasn't received until he grabs hold and possesses the football. See, if the defender comes when he touches the ball, now if he gets there early, that's interference. But once you touch the ball, the defender can hit you. And let me tell you, the defender will hit you. He's going to hit you with everything he has. He's going to try to separate you from the ball. But not only are you supposed to catch it, but you've got to possess it. Because if he hits you after the catch and you don't make a football move, it's not a possession. It's just an incomplete pass. And how many of us have heard the word of God? The quarterback, that would be me, has passed you the word of God, has told you what the promises are, has told you, and you grab a hold of it, but then the defender comes and he smacks you and separates you before you can possess it, before you can make a godly move, before you can take action. Oh, I'm preaching this morning. Before you can take action, the devil separates you from the word. Believe it or not, Jesus said these exact words. Turn to Mark chapter 4. You didn't know Jesus talked about football, did you? Jesus is explaining the parable of the sower to the disciples, because he wanted to make sure they received it. Oh, now watch this. This is amazing. The sower sows the word. So we know that the promise, the word, is the thing which has to be received. Okay? And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes it away. That's incomplete pass. That was sown in their hearts. Let's go to the next one. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. This is the one. This is where the God cans and the God wills are. Who when they had heard the word, immediately what? Receive it with gladness. But let's go on. but they have no root in themselves, and so endure before a time afterward when affliction and persecution arises, when the defender comes, right? They have no root in themselves. They immediately are offended. He separates them from the word because they have no root, because they don't possess that which was sown. They don't possess that which was received. They received it. Notice the wording. They received it with gladness. Oh, praise God. God's a healer. Praise God. God's a deliverer. Praise God. God could save my son. Praise God. God could save my family. Praise God. I received that word, Pastor Mike. But if you don't have root, if you're not rooted and grounded on the rock, which is Christ Jesus our Lord, if you don't have a foundation with which to hold on to when the rains come and the winds blow. Jesus said that I liken the man who listens to the words and do them as a man who builds on the rock. So when the rains come and the winds blow and the flood arises, that house is going to stand. But he who hears these words of mine and does them not, I liken him to a foolish man who when the rains come and the winds blow and the floods rise, his house falls, and great was the fall of it. Receive it. God has given unto you everything that pertains unto life and godliness. God has given. God has given. God has given. It's not something God can do. He's already done it. It's not something God will do. He's already done it. You've got to receive it and possess it. And when the devil comes to separate you from the ball, you need to give him the old stiff arm. Talk to the hand, devil, because the man ain't listening. This is my word. This is my promise. This is what I'm standing on. This is what I know. God is my healer, not was, and God has healed me. See, if you look up Isaiah 53 and 5, it says he was wounded, ED, past tense, for our transgressions. He was bruised, ED, past tense, for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, past tense. And with his stripes, we were healed. Already done. And so when he cried out, it is finished. Your salvation, your deliverance, your healing, already done. You've got to possess it and receive it. Hold on. Stand. How do we do that, Pastor Mike? When the devil comes, you pronounce the word. What, fight with your sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Take unto you the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, having your loins girt about with truth, because you can't listen. If you don't know the truth, you can't speak the truth. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You got to have your armor on. You got to know the word, and you can't know the word unless you open it up, get inside of it, and get it on the inside of you. God can, yes, but God has. God has. God has. I'm tired of watching you guys and seeing you guys go through. You say, but Pastor Mike, you were just in a car wreck. Yes. Jesus himself said offenses are going to come. He said it's going to rain on the just and the unjust alike. We're going to go through stuff. That's life. But just like that happened, and no one was hurt. The guy was going 60 miles an hour. And he hit my car, hit right where Nate was sleeping. Do you understand how bad that could have been? But God. And when it was over with, and we started trying to work on how are we going to make this, we got to be in Destin by 3 p.m. How are we going to make this all work out? How are we going to do this? How are we going to? And God just began to move. We just both looked at each other and said, let's go home. We'll get it in the morning. We went home, went to bed, got up in the morning, and everything had worked itself out. We had a vehicle. We loaded up. We took off. The people that we were supposed to be there at 3 o'clock said, oh, don't worry. We'll put the keys in the drop box. When you get here, they'll be here for you. Everything worked out smooth. Everything worked out great. Our car's getting fixed. See, and here's the cool part. That car needed alignment. I'm serious. The front wheels needed alignment. It's like 70-some bucks. You know, if you don't buy tires, it's like 70-some bucks. Well, because they knocked the whole rear suspension cockeyed, and we got a whole new rear suspension. They had to do four wheel alignment, so I got my tires aligned, you know, for free. See, listen, God worked it all out, and God showed us His love through Carol, and He showed us His love through Thad and Teresa. And the whole time, God took care of us and did awesome things and worked things out and everything. See, it's not the fact that you're not going to go through. So listen, if you think I'm up here preaching something where everything's going to be all hunky-dory and you're not going to go through it, Jesus is going to take you, Jesus is going to be tiptoeing through the tulips. You're crazy. Life is hard. And sometimes life smacks us in the face. But if you hold on to the Word and you possess it, and you hold on to it. Don't let when the devil hits, don't let him separate you from the ball. Don't let him get a hold of it. Don't let the Word fall to the ground. Don't let the Word fall to the ground. Let's go on. Let's read that next verse. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the Word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the Word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the Word, look at this order, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. They hear the Word, they received it, and they held on to it, and it took root. Because without root, there's no fruit. You've got to let the Word of God get in you. And listen, this is not an injection. This is not, you know, like, you know, when you go to the doctor and you have a minor infection, they give you a pill. And that takes a little bit of time to work. When you have a really bad infection, they give you antibiotics through the vein, right? Because it's quick. This isn't quick. When you drop a seed in the ground, how many of you, anybody in here have a garden? Come on, this is Adams County. Surely we have some gardens, right? How many of you dropped a watermelon seed in the ground and had watermelon the next day? You didn't if you didn't go to Kroger. I'll tell you right now, didn't happen. Matter of fact, we dropped a bunch of seeds in the ground, some plants. Chris and Jody blessed us with some plants, starter plants. We put all them in the ground. That was what? Early June? Late May, early June? And just now, here it is like the third or fourth week of July, there's one cucumber. Now there's a bunch of little zucchini growing and there's tomatoes green. You know, there's stuff like, but there's one cucumber ready to eat. And see, and that's how it is with the Word of God. You got to put that seed in there, and you got to water it, and you got to care for it, because the birds are coming to pick it. They're coming to pull it up by the root, but they're going to come, and they're going to try to eat away at you. They're going to try to stop you from producing fruit. See, that's the key. It has nothing to do with God. The seed's the seed. You got to possess it, receive it, and possess it. Water it. Take care. How do we do that? The Bible says watering, through the watering of the Word. Through the washing of the Word, it talks about it. That's how you do it. Paul said, I have planted, Apollos has watered, and God gave the increase. So if you're battling a sickness, if you're battling, stop being a God can, God will person. Take it to a whole nother level. God has. I am healed. By His stripes, I am delivered. Addiction don't have any hold on me. I am delivered. Not God will deliver me. Not God can deliver me. God's already done it.
I pray this week's message has touched your heart. If you have need of prayer or would like more information, you can call Church 180 at 937-386-0333. Visit our website at www.church180.org or check out our Facebook page. Our church is non-denominational with a welcoming environment. Blue jeans are welcome, and so are you. Church 180 is located at 2556 Moores Road in Seaman, Ohio, right across from North Adams High School. We would love to have you come be part of our family. The services are Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. This is Pastor Mike Parks praying you have a blessed week, and we'll see you next Sunday right here on C103.